are happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy, what are you doing to limit yourself? What are you doing to interfere with what you want, who you can help, and who can help you? This is how we make possibilities, probabilities, and probabilities perspective.
This is the playbook.
I wanted to do a training about limitations. And I always say the only thing that you should really focus in on is the death of the limitations in your life. And we set forth so many conscious limitations, subconscious limitations. And of course, we're born with an energetic and genetic limitation. And to be aware of those limitations is essential, because if we can become aware of the limitations we're putting on us, between us and the unlimited, the infinite, infinite in time, infinite in space, infinite in amount, infinite in patience even. I always tell people, if you have infinite patience, or something I'm in pursuit of, things will happen instantly. But there is a realm of the first limitation. And the first limitation that we have is on our creativity. It's on our imagination. And as technology continues to surpass our imagination, there becomes more and more limitations to our imagination, our ability to wish, to dream, to hope, to remind, remember, and recollect what faith we have in the abundant, all-knowing, omniscient, all-powerful, unbelievable everythingness of infinity. And I want to take and train the first third of this training on possibility. There is a mathematical, a physical advantage to being curious, to being creative, to dreaming, to wishing, to hoping. There is something that happens between nothingness and a possibility. And that's a wish, a dream, or an imagination. When you think about, merely dream about what you want, you have a physical advantage in the man-made construct of time. You have taken nothingness and created a mathematical advantage called a possibility. You have started to chip away at the limitations that you may have aforementionably believed to be in existence. The minute you think about going to Mars or Jupiter, or going to a trillion galaxies, or astral projecting yourself into some sort of realm that you previously didn't believe in, once you think about anything that you want, you have a huge advantage. And this advantage creates that momentum. It's the first step in monetization in a business setting. It's the first step in materialization in your life. And it's the easiest step. And that's why gratitude, for example, is one of the key components in the manifestation process, the materialization process, and the monetization process, is because you, through gratitude, the common denominator of all, have already created a mathematical advantage for yourself by putting your attention and intention on a possibility through gratitude, the light, the love, and the lessons in something that was nothing before. Remember, your entire life, you go from no thing to nowhere to something and to now here, back to no thing and nowhere. And we do this through this transformation of an idea. An idea becomes what we want. And so I want everyone to make a practice, whether it's gratitude or some other wishing, hoping, some faith-based dream of what you want, and take advantage of the mathematical properties of the pragmatic world to dream, to hope, to wish. And once again, possibilities are exponentially manifested in the fact that you're healthy. So I tell people all the time to take care of yourself. You can't find outside of you what you can't find inside of you. And if you are healthy, guess what? You get as many wishes as you want. And of course, if you're not taking care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, usually you only have one, and that's to heal that. So remember the value of possibilities. And so many people lose about 90% of their momentum, their inspiration and intuition, because they stop dreaming, hoping, wishing what they want. The minute you do so, the minute you make a practice of it, you will create a whole bunch of possibilities, increasing your statistical success in everything in your journey and your pursuit of your happiness, the pursuit of your, potential. Happiness is the pursuit of your potential. Once we get to understanding how do we increase the possibilities, now we know by as many wishes as we want, but how do we increase the statistical success of those possibilities? Well, we have to take what we want and think about them in the realm of who we are by who we can help and who can help us with what we want. Personally, professionally, giving, productivity-wise, and receiving, accessibility-wise, of what we want, those four different aspects need to be a weighted balance every day in order to effectuate, you know, the impact of who we have. And why is that so important? Because if we put our possibilities into the pragmatic context of personal experiential giving and receiving, we are clearing away this interference to become inspired. And that inspiration becomes intuitive of us. It becomes part of our intellect. It is all within us. And the way that we do that is to understand what limitations we're putting on those wishes. So the initial limitation is we don't wish, either because of our health or because of what other people want for us, what's missing, what we don't want. We allow those things to limit the number of wishes that we have. But even after we wish and create a possibility, we create more limitations through fear. And those limitations are interfering with our inspiration. And once again, it's a mathematical advantage to be inspired in spirit, to utilize our intuition and our intellect in order to effectuate what's a meaning, a purpose inside of us so that we can then materialize it or monetize it in the pragmatic world. And so we need to learn to identify those limitations that are fear-based limitations. Now, it gets confusing because in order to create possibilities, we have to be motivated, and motivation can actually be fear-based. Fear is a great motivator, but fear is also a soul sucker. It's an energy waster. So we have to learn that we can utilize fear and motivation in order to effectuate our hopes, our dreams, our wishes, but we need to transcend that motivation into inspiration, because motivation will not get you there. It will end up sucking your soul dry of its emotional aspect, your energy. So we need to transcend through intellect, intuition, and inspiration, a possibility into a probability. When we become inspired, the reason that a dream, a wish isn't instantly manifested is because it has limitations of fear, or it even has a motivation of fear in order to effectuate it, where now we want to clear away that fear so that we can live in spirit, inspired, intellectually, and intuitively aligned with the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, abundant source, so that we can become a resource of all that we're connected to and through, maximizing the flow of the universe through possibility becomes a probability when we clear the interference or limitations that we set forth via fear. And so we have to identify what those limitations are that we're putting on our possibilities in order to make them probabilities, to increase the statistical success of what we want personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise, so we can deliver that value to who we can help and who can help us, creating a network or community of sponsors and power sponsors, a sponsor being someone that knows someone that can help you, and a power sponsor is someone that can help you themselves and know someone that can help you. But none of these limitations are dissolved, dissipated, or even disappear if we don't practice identifying what they are. And inherent in that, consciously, subconsciously, and unconsciously, looking at genetic and energetic inheritances, patterns that we have that are accumulated in our subconscious, 40,000 of the same limiting thoughts that may be present or fear-based, in order to effectuate that probability in our conscious daily lives. And so to identify those, we can use multiple practices But I use a codification practice to identify and repeat and rinse those fears for me, understanding what needs or limitations do I have? Well, I have a limitation with the need to be right. I have a limitation with the need to be offended. I have a limitation every time I try to be separate from. I have a limitation when I feel inferior. I have a limitation when I feel superior. Anytime I'm anxious or frustrated or angry, the duplicative interference of worrying, the duplicative interference of complaining, judgments and conditions, resentment and guilt. These are conditions that not only create the interference between our possibilities and a statistical success or advancement of a probability, but they actually create the limitations, and worse, they wish for what we don't want. So now we're creating possibilities with what we don't want or what's missing or what other people want for us. So we have to, you know, take the first step of transitioning motivation into inspiration, possibilities into probabilities, by transcending the interference or limitations that exist between possibilities and probabilities, motivation and inspiration. And those are all fear-based consciousnesses. And if we can identify those limitations, then we can start to practice the dissipation, the dissolving, and hopefully the disappearance of that interference, knowing that it's omnipresent, just like the omniscient, all-powerful source that we want to be a resource to, that this fear is omnipresent, so that we have to utilize time to reconcile how quickly we can dissipate, dissolve, and disappear it from our daily activities of what we want personally, professionally, giving and receiving wise, so that we can deliver that value to who we can help and who can help us. Very simply, if we utilize time to say, how quickly am I dissolving, dissipating, or disappearing this fear from my daily activities so that I can live in inspiration and take every possibility, wish, hope, and dream and make it a probability for today. Making it a probability, increasing its statistical success that I can monetize it or materialize it today. And by doing so, I can utilize the flow itself by identifying and not resisting, not putting my attention and intention, what I do, say, think, believe, and feel towards something I don't want. I put my attention, what I do, say, think, believe, and feel towards what I do want, that wish, dream, hope that I have asked for that day. And once I identify, why do I feel anxious? Why am I frustrated? Why am I guilty? Why do I feel resentful? Why do I feel separate? Why do I feel alone? Why do I feel superior, inferior? Then I can, instead of resisting it, trying to outlogic it, go over it, under it, or through it, or lie to it, manipulate it, or cheat it, or even oversell it or back end sell it, it doesn't matter. I simply need to stop and get to my higher self by breathing through my nose and out through my mouth until I remember and recollect to the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source. So I can become a greater resource, a greater ball of intuition, intellect, and inspiration, allowing it to come through me for others who can help me and who I can help. Creating this community, aggregating the community of sponsors and power sponsors. Mathematically, in the real existence, not in the woo-woo construct of, you know, this idea of manifestation, of dreaming of what you want and it appearing, utilizing pragmatic practices of wishing, hoping, and dreaming, getting rid of the limitations from that fear-based motivation of knowing what I want and who I can help and who can help me, I now take that possibility and identify the fear and create a flow by stopping, not resisting, breathing and dropping, and then reminding, remembering, and recollecting what I want, those wishes, in order to be inspired. Because the minute I become inspired, my possibilities become a probability. And probability statistically is much greater than possibilities. So the more possibilities we have in the day and the more probabilities we have in the day, the more statistical success we'll have at our ultimate goal in a day, which is materialization and monetization. When we utilize discipline and strategy and awareness in order to effectuate an inspired, intuitive, intellectual, and inspired probability, we now can take it to a construct of consistent, persistent behavior of what we want today in that trajectory of the probabilities that we have created for the day. Within each construct of days, we can change our mind by learning lessons with forgiveness and love as our purpose. Remember, in the realm of probability, the thoughts about your purpose are your purpose. The thoughts about your purpose and purpose being love and forgiveness, the truth and forgiveness of those probabilities, we have to be disciplined. We have to be consistent. This is the only construct that the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious being that we are can utilize in order to remember, recollect, and remind. This is how the system works, that if we do things consistently, the cellular memory will pick it up, speaking to the subconscious collective intermediate memory that we have that hosts 40,000 of the most consistent thoughts and beliefs that we have that then speak to our energetic and genetic inheritance. It speaks to our unconscious, which creates the frequency that we live at, a beacon to call upon the monetization and materialization of what we want and who we can help and who can help us. How does it happen? Through discipline. You either suffer from discipline or you suffer from regret. And discipline takes the consistency of lowering the bar and doing something and reconciling time with it each day, knowing that 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday, that the aggregate effect of behavior and time is the same compounding of interest as money, because money is the same energy as behavior as time is. The same energy, energy aggregates on itself and compounds on itself if you do it daily, if you are consistent. In order to be consistent, you need discipline. And if you are disciplined, you then can effectuate the second state to transcend probability to your perspective or reality, reality being either monetization or materialization of what you want, the possibility, the inspired possibility called the probability. Now, through consistent discipline, we use strategy in order to effectuate the materialization and monetization. And the strategy that we utilize is time. Now, there's two types of time. There's the pragmatic usage of time where everyone's given 24 hours a day, 1440 minutes a day in order to be productive, to provide value, to be accessible, meaning connected to many people and access what you want to receive. And of course, gracious, the ability once again to find the light, the love, and the lessons in everything that you do, say, think, believe, and feel. But in order to effectuate that, we are still limited by the man-made construct of time that we only have 24 hours a day. Therefore, we need to prioritize via time, whether it's worth the time to find the light, the love, and the lessons in this person, this activity, this event, this situation, this product, solution, or service. It doesn't matter. Time needs to be the dependent variable in the pragmatic world. In order to effectuate more efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success in that productivity, accessibility, and gratitude in time, we have to understand the second realm of time, which is the relativity of time. Time is created between cause and effect. The interval between cause and effect is time. And the biggest misuse of time is not prioritizing the light, the love, and the lessons in the people, places, things, ideas that we spend our time on. Meaning the biggest misuse of time is between problems that we perceive and the solutions that we are looking or searching for. The biggest misuse of time is spent between problems and solution. The biggest misuse of time is we are spending it with people, places, and things that bleed us. So we need to prioritize what's important to us by our possibilities and probabilities to effectuate where to spend our man-made construct of time. And then we pay attention and give intention to the causes once we know a milestone, an outcome, or a trajectory for the day. What does that mean in man-made constructive words that you probably are sitting there going, what the F is David Meltzer talking about? Let me put it down to a level of understanding. Think about what you want in the morning, personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. Think about who it can help and who can help you. You'll become inspired. Be consistent every day with these daily practices. With that discipline, no longer will you suffer from regret, but you will consistently, persistently pursue that potential. Think to yourself, what midterm and long-term objectives or milestones am I looking for today? Being open-minded, open-hearted, and open-handed to change your mind, because you are learning lessons quickly in order to effectuate the strategy of utilization of that probability by thinking about the causes, the productivity, accessibility, and gratitude that will most likely move you the fastest towards that objective. So if you and I want to travel from San Diego to New York, and you keep telling yourself, I can't wait to get to San Diego or New York. I can't wait to eat deli and Chinese food. I can't wait to walk in Central Park. I can't be so happy when I get to New York. And I tell myself, what do I need to do to get to New York? Do I need to pack my food so I can get there quickly? What directions will I, you know, get from a mentor that is already in New York for the fastest route, the fastest vehicle, the fastest mode of transportation? Not only will I get there faster in the man-made constructive time, but even if you had better capabilities than I did to get to New York, in the realm of relativity, I'll get there much faster than you, because you've put your attention and intention on an outcome. I put my attention and intention on the cause. Utilizing the interval of the cause and effect to my benefit of what I want, who I can help, and who can help me. And utilizing this discipline combined with strategy by reconciling time and attention and intention, all five levels, what am I going to do to get to New York? What am I going to say to get to New York? What am I going to think to get to New York? What am I going to believe to get to New York? And what level of feeling do I have, intuition, inspiration to get to New York? All five of those intentions will get me to New York, not only faster pragmatically, according to my capabilities, and most importantly, relatively, I will get there exponentially faster and feel good about that journey by learning the lessons, by understanding via what I want, who I can help and who can help me in order to get to New York. This is the key to possibilities, to probabilities, and to perspective. Because remember, there is a duality of perspective of the time reconciliation. Time has a direct impact on our perspective of man-made time, of actually how long it takes, but more importantly, exponentially, of relatively how long it takes. This is the key to monetization and materialization. If you believed in the infinite time, you would not have any resistance into making money. If you had infinite patience because you believed in infinite time, everything would happen instantly. Not in man-made construct time, but in the time of relativity. Understanding how possibilities are created through your imagination, through your ability to wish, to dream, to hope, and ask. And then the difference between fear-based motivation to create that possibility to mathematically create an advantage for yourself to make it a probability through inspiration, intellect, and intuition. To transform that fear by identifying it, stopping and breathing, not resisting and overcoming it, or resisting and going under it, over it, through it, around it, overselling, back and selling it, lying to it, manipulating or cheating it, but simply breathing to reconnect, remind, and remember what you want and who you can help and who can help you. If you can get there, you will be inspired, taking every possibility to a probability, then using discipline, strategy, and finally, awareness. Awareness directly related to the higher frequency that you'll be living at as you pay attention and give intention to the causes with the trajectory of the day in mind, knowing you're welcome to change your mind. I'm looking for people who change their mind. I'm looking for fast learners. What will set you and your business and your life apart is the open-mindedness, the open-heartedness, and the open-handedness that evolves from learning, from making mistakes, from being promoted and protected by those mistakes in order to effectuate the monetization and materialization of what you want so that you can help others and they can help you. Creating a community of sponsors and power sponsors. I want everybody to think about what they want every morning. Use gratitude as your guidepost to find the light, the love, and the lessons. Take a nothingness and make it a possibility. Use the inspiration of who you can help and who can help you in order to effectuate a possibility to a probability. And then reconcile time with discipline, with strategy, elevating your vibration or frequency to raise your awareness, knowing you can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you. And that awareness will become your perspective. Your perspective is your reality. That reality allows you each day to monetize and materialize what you want, who you can help, how best to reconcile time, to prioritize your daily activities, activities you get paid for, activities you don't get paid for, your daily activities that are planned, unplanned, and even your sleep. Not in search of a why, not in search of getting happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy, but instead knowing with awareness of inspiration, you are happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. What are you doing to limit yourself? What are you doing to interfere with what you want, who you can help, and who can help you? This is how we make possibilities, probabilities, and probabilities perspective.